today is actually the day I know the date. You are a judge. All right. All right, good morning, everyone. This is Commissioner Brian Colquhoun meeting in the Capitol today. It is May 1st, 2014. At approximately 8:50, we're meeting for a special meeting today, and then we actually have a hearing today starting at 9 o'clock, but the special meeting is for one agenda item only. It's dealing with the One Oak Rockies Midstream LLC. Before I get into the motion, I don't have any particular comments. I can save mine for the actual motion, but to see if Commissioner Christman has any opening comments or then Commissioner Fedorchak.
I do not have any opening comments.
Commissioner Fedorchak, any comments this morning?
No.
All right. With that, I'll go ahead and move. Right off the bat, I move the Commission deem the application complete and issue a notice of filing a notice of hearing in One Oak Rockies Midstream LLC Lonesome Creek Gas Plant, McKenzie County, North Dakota, case number PU14-218.
Second.
The little background, in April of this year, One Oak Rockies Midstream LLC filed an application for a certificate of site compatibility for a proposed Lonesome Creek Gas Plant to be located approximately 13 miles southwest of Watford City in McKenzie County, North Dakota, as shown on the attached map. The Commission finds the application complete. A public hearing on the application is scheduled for June 18, 2014 at 10 a.m. Mountain Daylight Time at Teddy's Restaurant, 113 9th Avenue, Watford City, North Dakota, 58854. A little background on the plant. We've had One Oak in front of us many times before for natural gas processing plants, and this one, the reason we're having a special meeting today is when staff got the request, they went through it. Julie Prescott, thank you, Julie, very much for getting through, making sure it's complete. But given the backdrop of all the challenges out there with stopping the flaring of gas, we really wanted to make sure that once staff had this application complete, we have this special meeting today, which then means we can get the notice in place and actually have the hearing on June 18th. So I look forward to having a full thorough hearing that day. And I thank Julie Prescott for getting it all taken care of. And other than that, I think everything seems to be in order.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Sensing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Those opposed?
Aye.
Motion is approved.
Thank you, Darrell. And I do not have the cost of this. Julie, do you have the cost, Julie Prescott, on this? Because I know that's a question that we'll get. The estimated cost.
Yes, $280 million.
Estimated cost is $280 million. So we'll go ahead and we'll close the special. I'm sorry, we have one. Oh, yes, thank you, Esther. Julie, do you authorize Esther to sign the order?
Yes.
All right, thank you. And we also have one item on consent. I would move passage of the one consent item. It's basically assigning the attorney to this case.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Is there further discussion? Sensing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Those opposed? Motion is approved.
All right, thank you, Darrell. We'll go ahead and close the special meeting. And I'd be happy to answer any questions if there are from the members of the media. I'm going to look to Julie Prescott here right now on that. I didn't grab that whole file.
200 million standard cubic feet per day.
Thank you, Julie. I know we have members from One Oak here, too, if you have any specific questions about the plant.
So. Timeline for construction, permitting those plans?
I always like to refer those to the company, I guess. The big thing for us in the commission today is once staff had it deemed complete to get the hearing set and we can get up there and hold the hearing and see how the process goes. Well, I would say yes. I mean, any of the projects that we have, once staff deems them complete, we get them for a motion as quick as we can. And this one particularly, once staff had it complete, we thought it was appropriate to have a quick special meeting so we could get this scheduled in June because as our calendar fills up, it's tough to find some dates and we didn't want to have this hearing later, given the backdrop of every case is important, but particularly as we're trying to stop the flaring issues.
And I would add to that, you know, because of our seasonal nature of North Dakota, there gets to be kind of a timeline. Once we do this, it starts the whole procedure where we put notices in official county newspapers and such as that. And so there's that little time delay. And if we once this was deemed complete, if we don't move quickly, it can basically end up costing them a construction season of 2014. And so we, if everything is good on the application and we have positive results in the hearing, we want to allow them to move forward then.
Once again, I'm going to defer over to the company on that.
Not when you say close proximity, are you saying within miles or? I mean, it's not next to any of our existing facilities, but it's.
So it would be a green space if that's the question that we'll look at a little bit closer in the hearing.
What's how many acre site is this?
160.
Brian, I can't hear anything that's being said.
Oh, sorry about that, Julie. Can you guys grab a mic there?
Well, I was just going to ask, if and when this plant is built, then what's the processing capacity for One Oak totally in North Dakota?
It would bring us up to about 800.
800.
Mm-hmm. Million cubic feet per day. Where is this, you said, this plant?
13 miles west of Watford City is the
southwest
of Watford City.
Have the company folks use the mic.
All right, thank you, Julie. Okay, anything else, gentlemen?
Good.
All right, thank you all. We'll go ahead. I guess we've already closed the meeting. We'll go ahead and drop offline. Thank you.